What do you hope people take away from Mining City Reflections?
Oh, a lot of things. And not just about Butte, although certainly I think it adds, the Mining City Reflection adds a patina of sorts to Butte by emphasizing that sort of quote-unquote feminine influence, that even though mining is clearly a very masculine industry and the movers and shakers, at least on the front page, were men, there were women behind all of those stories. And there were women that helped those apparently tough men make it through tough times. I think about Virginia Salazar, who talks about how her husband was working in the mine, and he and his partner were in an accident. His partner was killed. And how Virginia tries to talk her husband into going back to work because he can't do it. He can't get that horrible accident out of his mind. I mean, to me, it showed the strength of a, you know, the woman behind the man, yeah. You know, there, because for better or worse, we live in a culture where it seems like men feel constrained about expressing their emotions and men and women don't. It's sort of a complementary package for some men and for some women. It's a generalization. But I think it's an important thing to remember that we need that balance of the kind of cooperative effort that women will make. And again, the union is a classic example of that. Women found ways to solve problems collectively.